said to call me the Queen of Memphis. Then she took me around the world, and I saw stars dancing on the water. I heard Elvis singing Blue Suede Shoes.
Country 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, Downsville, Pepin. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President Biden and Donald Trump have already wrapped up their nominations, but five more states are holding primaries today.
There is no drama over tonight's presidential primary. Both President Biden and former President Trump will win. The only unknown is how many might vote uncommitted or choose another candidate already out of the race. Both candidates have passed their threshold for winning their party's nomination. It is primary day in Connecticut, Delaware, New York, Rhode Island, and Wisconsin. Mississippi holding a Republican runoff to see who will challenge 16-term Democratic incumbent Benny Thompson.
ABC's Andy Field. Facing a Thursday deadline, Donald Trump came up with the cash to post a $175 million appeal bond of New York State's half-billion-dollar business fraud judgment against him. Voters to have the final say on abortion in Florida. That state's Supreme Court cleared the way for a November referendum to determine whether the right to choose will be enshrined in state law. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Start the new year off with a bang of big savings during the Omaha Steaks end-of-season event. You can stock up on all your favorites and get 50% off site-wide. That's 50% off perfectly aged tender steaks, juicy burgers, decadent desserts, and even classic comfort meals. Go to omahasteaks.com, and when you use code QUALITY at checkout, you'll get an extra $30 off your order. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code QUALITY at checkout for an extra $30 off your order. Minimum purchase may apply.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher. Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, milk markets were lower, May down 12 to 1584, June down 10 to 1654, July down 11 to 1728, August down 4 at 18 even. Cheese markets were higher, barrels up 3 quarters to 143 and a half, 40 pound blocks up 2 to 143 and 3 quarters. 5 trade a barrel, 3 trade a block on the day. Cash butter up 3 quarters to 285, 2 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk steady at 112, no trades. Dry whey up a quarter to 40 and a half, and 1 trade on the day. Meanwhile, live and feeder cattle markets sharply lower yesterday on a risk-off type of trade after it was confirmed avian flu now in dairy herds in New Mexico, Texas, Kansas, South Dakota, Michigan, Ohio, Indiana, and also possibly Idaho, and that led to a big sell-off in live and feeder cattle markets. Hog markets mostly higher as pork cutout values were slightly higher, helping to support prices on the day. April live cattle down 492 to 180.07. April feeder cattle down 670 to 240.42, and April hogs up 32 cents to 86.95. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat all mostly lower. Corn and beans mostly lower as there was no major bullish story short term, at least from that USDA report last week, helped to help support markets. Wheat markets were mostly lower as well. Again, that grain stocks report had slightly bigger numbers, and the dollar was moving higher. That all pressured prices. May corn down 6 to 436, new crop down 3 to 474 and 3 quarters. May beans down 6 to 1185 and a half, new crop down 3 and 3 quarters to 1182 and a half. Chicago wheat, May down 2 and a quarter to 558, July down 2 and a quarter to 573 and a half. Minneapolis wheat, May down 10 and a quarter to 634 and 3 quarters. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Get more with Stein. When it comes to soybean breeding, more generations equals additional yield. 2.2% more yield per generation. By introducing more new genetics faster than any other seed company, Stein delivers on the Stein Has Yield promise. For elite genetics paired with simple, flexible, and effective weed control, plant Stein Enlist E3 soybeans. Stein Has Yield. Yield plus advantage. Learn more at steinseed.com.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand, cash corn 384, May 387, June 394, new crop 420. Cash beans 1106, May 1111, June 1115, and new crop 1098. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn at 403 and a half, May 401 and a half, June 406 and a quarter, new crop 419 and three quarters. Cash beans at 399, May 399, June 419, new crop 425. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 376, May 379, new crop 419. Cash beans 1110, May 1113, new crop 1107. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 385, new crop 420. Cash beans 1108, new crop 1097. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 418, May 418, June 422, new crop at 424. Cash beans 1160, May 1165, June 1172, new crop 1127. Myers Brother Grain Elk Mound, April cash corn 376, new crop 419, cash beans 1113, new crop 1107. Cattle markets from Equity Beef Fed Cattle 162 to 188, Holstein Fed Cattle 139 to 173, Market Cows 90 to 130, Bulls 119 to 160, Calves 270 to 990, Beef Steers 203 to 370, Holstein Steers 107 to 335. Sheep markets, Market Lambs 190 and down, Light Lambs 250 and down, Ewes 100 and down, Rams 200 and down, Goat markets, Does 140 and down, Bucks 220 and down. That is a check of markets. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home. They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compure Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compure.com. Compure Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Attention landowners. Got big plans for your land? Tackle all your spring projects with a powerful John Deere machine. And now with 0% APR for 72 months on select compact tractors, riding lawnmowers, and Gator utility vehicles, plus up to $2,000 off select compact tractors. It's never been easier to get in the sea. Offer available April 1st through 30th. Visit johndeere.com to find your local dealer. For complete finance details, please call toll-free 1-800-226-8903.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be cloudy today with scattered rain and snow showers likely. Our high 43 this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 10 to 20. Tonight, cloudy with rain and snow. Not much accumulation, but we could get a dusting. Our low 32 tomorrow. Partly cloudy, very windy with a high of 45. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, well, it's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 34.
Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Why does the color of my coffee match your eyes? Why do I see you when a stranger passes by? I swear I hear you in the whisper of the wind. I feel you when the sun is dancing on my skin. And when it's raining, you won't find me complaining. Sugar sure reminds me of your kiss. I like the way that they both linger on my lips. Kisses remind me of a field of butterflies. It must be the way my heart is fluttering inside. Beautiful distraction. You make every thought a chain reaction. When I think about rain, I think about singing. When I think about singing, it's a heavenly tune. When I think about heaven, then I think about angels. When I think about angels, I think about you. Anywhere I go, anything I do, everything around me, baby, makes me think of you. When I think about rain, I think about singing. When I think about singing, it's a heavenly tune. When I think about heaven, then I think about angels. When I think about angels, I think about you. When I think about rain, I think about singing. When I think about singing, it's a heavenly tune. When I think about heaven, then I think about angels. When I think about angels, I think about.
if you ever plan to motor west. Take my way, the highway, that's the best. Get your kicks on Route 66. It winds from Chicago to L.A. More than 2,000 miles all the way. Get your kicks on Route 66. Now it goes through St. Louis, Joplin, Missouri, Oklahoma City looks so, so pretty. You'll see Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona, don't forget Winona, Kings, Boston, San Bernardino. Once you get hip to this mindless tune, when you make that California trip, get your kicks on Route 66. Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona, don't forget Winona, King, Boston, San Bernardino. Won't you get hip to this kindly tip when you make that California trip? Get your kicks on Route 66. Get your kicks on Route 66. Get your on Route 66.
We're casting out your favorite country songs all day long on Real Country 1430.
Come and look out through the window. That big old moon is shining down. Tell me now, don't it remind you of a blanket on the ground? Remember back when love first found us, we'd go slipping out of town, and we'd love beneath the moonlight on a blanket on the ground. I'll get the blanket from to that spot down by the river.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Billy Joe Spears and Blinkin' on the Ground here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Tuesday morning, good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. We have temperatures upper 20s to low 30s. Expecting afternoon highs in the upper 40s. And we'll have our ag weather forecast here coming up next hour. Also next hour, we'll have a chance to talk with Mark Hoffman. He's former president of the Wisconsin Corn Growers Association. Had a chance to talk with Mark during the Commodity Classic back in February. We'll have that interview coming up next hour in our Newsmaker segment. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America Next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Max Armstrong here. The demand for nitrogen has never been higher. Fortunately, Pivot Bio has transformed the way fertilizer is produced and used by farmers. Unlike synthetic nitrogen fertilizers, the cost of Pivot Bio Proven 40 is every bit as consistent as its performance. And since it's applied in furrow at planting, it's weatherproof.
To learn more, contact Bauer Seeds in service in Durand, Wisconsin. Call 715-577-8541.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. Using less water makes Arkansas rice farming more sustainable. We'll tell you about it coming up.
Only three companies control 95% of the market for large tractor production. When monopolies capture the market, they take advantage of family farmers and restrict who can repair their equipment. That cuts into farmers' bottom line, and laws must be passed to protect our right to repair. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but farmers need the right to repair. And we can't get there without fairness for farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Long grain rice is the first product to come to market via the USDA's Climate Smart Commodity Program. Jim Whitaker is a rice farmer from Arkansas who made the trip to Fountain City, Wisconsin last week for an event announcing the new product. He talks about his rice farm.
So I farm in southeast Arkansas, and our farm consists of rice, cotton, corn, and soybeans. Arkansas is a very diverse state, but we are the largest rice growing state in the country, and our land is very flat, very heavy clay soil, so it's very conducive for rice. It holds water very well, and rice is grown in a flooded environment, so that's where we grow our rice.
Many people may not know that flooded rice fields emit a large amount of methane.
That's correct. As fields are flooded or anything that holds water, anywhere in the marsh, swamp lands, lakes, stuff like that, methane is emitted because of a wet microbial community that lives in the soil's soup or the mushy topsoil area. So rice is a big emitter of methane, but it's also the largest calorie consumed around the world. There's 400 million acres of rice grown globally. We grow about 2.5 million acres in the United States. What we're finding out is we can reduce methane emissions by altering the way we water our rice. We can dry the soil during the growing season a couple times, and we can reduce methane by about 50%, reduce water 30 to 50%, and grow a better, safer, cleaner crop.
The rice grown on Whitaker's farm joins other climate smart rice grown from Mississippi and Louisiana and is purchased by Columbia Grain. They transport that rice up to a packaging facility in Fountain City, where it is now being sold to consumers nationwide and is expected to be in grocery stores by the end of the year. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine.
admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Everything that you'd ever seen with Miranda Lambert on it, I have my finger on the pulse of what it is. Idlewind, I've seen every article of clothing. I've spent hours and hours sending inspirations. I've sent clothes that I love and fabrics, and I'm involved in every single garment that you see. It's important to me that it is an extension of my music, and it's an extension of who I am. I always want it to stay as honest as my music.
Idlewind at Boot Barn.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be cloudy today with scattered rain and snow showers likely. Our high 43 this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 10 to 20. Tonight, cloudy with rain and snow. Not much accumulation, but we could get a dusting. Our low 32 tomorrow. Partly cloudy, very windy with a high of 45. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, well, it's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 34.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Loving cup, girl.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN Little Texas. And my love here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Tuesday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. We have temperatures upper 20s to low 30s this morning. National Milk Producers Federation has submitted their final legal brief on their behalf for the federal milk marketing order modernization suggestions that they have submitted to USDA. Now, their proposals include returning to the use of the higher of Class 1 mover, discontinuing the use of barrel cheese in the protein component price formula, ending the 30-day reporting limit, or extending it, rather, from 30 days to 45 days on forward-priced sales on non-fat dry milk and dry whey, also updating milk component factors for protein and other solids and non-fat solids in Class 3 and 4, also developing a process to ensure make allowances are reviewed more frequently, up to every 2 years. Those are just a few of the things National Milk has submitted to USDA and what they think should be changes to the federal milk marketing order. Of course, USDA will be working on coming up with something for dairy farmers to vote on, looks like here later on this year. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants. Since late January, a mystery illness has been circulating in dairy herds across the southern plains that had veterinarians stumped. Last Monday, however, testing revealed that highly pathogenic avian influenza, or bird flu, was the culprit, marking the first large jump to mammals in the United States. I'll have more after this.
To this day, one of the great things about farming is it gives families the opportunity to pass things from one generation to the next. Traditions, know-how, even treasured secret recipes. With costs for just about everything on the rise these days, a lot of growers are handing down the wisdom of getting more life out of their tractors, combines, and hard-working equipment. And with help from Mystic Lubricants, family operations can keep machines working harder for longer, season after season after season. Their products, like the legendary JT6 greases, are specially formulated to perform even in the harshest environments. No matter if your machines are 3 days new or three decades old, you can count on Mystic to protect your tradition for getting the job done. Because like you, Mystic lubricants are made to make it last. To find your local Mystic distributor or retailer, visit mysticlubes.com. That's M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com.
2024 marks the third year of the ongoing highly pathogenic avian influenza outbreak that has killed hundreds of millions of birds and led to wild price swings in poultry and eggs. Now that same virus has made the jump to mammals, specifically dairy cattle, after testing revealed several HPI infections in herds across the Texas Panhandle, in Kansas, and most recently in Idaho and Michigan. Cattle infected with avian influenza show typical flu-like symptoms, first refusing feed and showing signs of digestive upset, and more severe infections have led to fever and major drops in milk production. Early estimates are that herds may lose up to 40% of their milk production for a week to 10 days while the symptoms subside. The FDA issued a reminder to the public on Friday that only milk from healthy cows is authorized for distribution into interstate commerce. Milk from affected cows is being diverted and destroyed after additional testing. USDA officials, in a joint statement with the FDA, the CDC, and the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, said that milk loss from symptomatic animals has been too limited to have an impact on the overall fluid milk supply, and they do not anticipate any impact on the price of milk or dairy products. The FDA added they are continuing to work with state partners across the country and will be providing updates as necessary. While research on the details of the flu spread is continuing, initial assumptions are that while birds carried the virus to the affected farms, and their waste likely contaminated the feed or water supply for the herds. It does not appear at this point that the cattle are passing the virus to one another, which has some dairy experts hopeful that the virus could be contained with biosecurity practices. Dr. Joe Armstrong from the University of Minnesota Extension Service reminded producers to keep wild birds away from barns and keep an eye out for other wildlife that could interact with wild birds and then bring the virus in. Mice and cats, for example. I'll have more details when we come back.
Roots. We plant them, we feed them. They are the foundation. This is Matthew with Bluff Country Feed and Seed. We support our customers through quality feed, seed, fertilizer, and most of all, service. We know Bluff Country because we live here. At Bluff Country, we understand the importance of community and the relationships we build. Our commitment is to provide you with top quality products and the service you deserve. Strong roots make for thriving communities. Plant your roots with Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
The recent news of bird flu infections in the U.S. dairy cattle herd have producers on high alert. Texas Ag Commissioner Sid Miller told reporters that he does not see a reason to depopulate dairy herds as the cattle are expected to recover. The milk loss, however, will leave an economic hit for dairymen and women as the year goes on. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Mystic Lubricants, made to make it last. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Sherry, what have you done to your hair?
What do you mean? Does it not look good?
It doesn't look good. It looks freaking amazing. I can't believe how thick and healthy it looks. Oh, I must know your secret.
No secret. It's hair volume from New Nordic.
Hair volume, huh? Well, it certainly lives up to its name. Your hair has never looked so thick. It is gorgeous.
I was so tired of having thin and brittle hair. Ugh, and the shedding. So I figured I'd give hair volume a try. Needless to say, I'm thrilled with the results. Hey, where are you going?
I'm going to pick up some hair volume right now. My reunion's next month and I want my hair to look as good as yours.
Hair volume is the best-selling hair tablet in the world and one of many award-winning natural health products from New Nordic, the number one supplier of dietary supplements in Scandinavia. Purchase at newnordicusa.com or your local Walgreens, Rite Aid, or CVS. Available as a tablet or delicious gummy. Help your hair look full, voluminous, and beautiful again at newnordicusa.com. Walgreens, Rite Aid, or CVS.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
My hair went flat. Man, I hate that.
Hate that.
Oh. Just so when I thought things couldn't get worse, I realized I forgot my purse. With all this stress, I must confess, this could be worse than PMS. This job ain't worth the pay. Can't wait till the end of the day. Hey, honey, don't stimulate my brain. This job ain't worth a pay. Can't wait till the end of the day. Hey, honey.
Neck, will you?
sounds much better.
Hey, baby, let me see your brand new saddle. I put that pretty thing upon my horse. Let's get it on real tight now, 'cause we don't want you falling off. I got the horse and she got the saddle. We like to ride side by side. Boy, I got the horse and she got the saddle. Together we gonna ride, ride, ride in the moonlight by the river, by the honeysuckle vine. We'll be riding, peeping and hiding till we see the morning light. Well, I got the horse and you got the saddle. We gonna ride side by side. Stop for a little while. I need to give my old horse a rest. And you know they ain't no use in us trying to wear out your brand new saddle. Hear the crickets singing softly. Never heard a sweeter sound. And you know crickets do their singing by just rubbing.
Sing along.
You know the words.
Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
That makes me love you.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Texas health officials are reporting a human case of the bird flu. The case was identified in a person who had direct exposure to dairy cattle presumed to be infected with avian influenza. The patient, who experienced eye inflammation as their only symptom, was tested for flu late last week with the tests performed by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention over the weekend. Officials are monitoring others who may have been exposed, but they say the risk for the general public remains low. According to the CDC, this is the second human case of H5N1 flu in the United States. It's the first to be linked to an exposure to cattle. After the news broke on Monday afternoon, cattle markets were sharply lower. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is accepting nominations for two seats on the Wisconsin Cranberry Board. Producers that grow and sell cranberries in Wisconsin are eligible to nominate themselves or other producers. Nomination forms will be mailed to any producer that requests one prior to May 31st. Now, the Department of Ag will conduct the Wisconsin Cranberry Board election from July 10th through August 15th. The National Milk Producers Federation submitted its final formal legal brief on behalf of the Federal Milk Marketing Order Modernization to USDA. The brief, submitted March 29th and hand-delivered to USDA, emphasized that those farmers are the reason the system exists, and by law, their priorities are preeminent in USDA's consideration of a final plan. We've spent almost 3 years assembling a broad consensus among dairy farmers that modernization needs to succeed, said Greg Dowd, president and CEO of National Milk. Our approach is careful and comprehensive, and it benefits farmers of all regions and all types of operations. Among the proposals, National Milk favors returning to the hire of Class 1 mover. They also want to discontinue the use of barrel cheese in the protein component price formula. National Milk also wants to extend the 30-day reporting limit to 45 days on forward-priced sales of non-fat dry milk and dry whey. Beef and pork exports of $18.1 billion in 2023 had a significant impact on the corn and soybean industries. An independent study released by the U.S. Meat Export Federation quantified the returns that beef and pork exports brought to corn and soybean producers nationally and on a state-by-state level for leading corn and soybean producing states. Nationally, U.S. pork and beef exports contributed to an estimated total economic impact of 14.6% per bushel to the value of corn and 13.9% per bushel to soybeans in 2023. The study showed that despite the headwinds facing the red meat industry in 2023, exports contributed substantially to the value of U.S. corn and beans. Beef and pork exports accounted for 512.7 million bushels of U.S. corn usage, equating to a market value of $3.05 billion. Pork exports accounted for 96.8 million bushels of U.S. soybean usage, equating to a market value of $1.36 billion. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture is also now accepting nominations for a seat on the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board. Producers who grow and sell soybeans in District 2, which does include Buffalo, Dunn, Eau Claire, Pepin, Pierce, and Trempealeau counties, are eligible to nominate producers or be nominated to the board. Nomination forms will be mailed to any producer that does request one. They need to be postmarked by May 31st. And again, the Department of Ag will conduct the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board election from July 10th through August 15th. Officials from the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service have confirmed the presence of the highly pathogenic avian influenza in a Michigan dairy herd. That herd recently added cattle from Texas, one of the first states to report HPAI in dairy cattle. A University of Minnesota Extension article says APHIS also shared presumptive positive samples from New Mexico, Idaho, Ohio, and Texas. The Idaho Department of Agriculture announced cattle in that state have tested positive for HPAI. The virus found in Michigan is similar to the virus found in Texas and Kansas and appears to have been introduced into the cattle by wild birds. Now, in Idaho, the virus may have been transmitted from cow to cow. USDA stated that initial testing has not found changes to the virus that would make it easier to transmit to humans. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America from AOA. That's this afternoon here on WRDN from 3 until 4 and online at realcountry1430.com.
Picture this. You're behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor. you're effortlessly breaking ground, moving piles of rocks just by moving a lever, and enjoying the sun as you clear brush across your pasture. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit NTEC.net to learn more. That's NTEC.net.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be cloudy today with scattered rain and snow showers likely. Our high 43 this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 10 to 20. Tonight, cloudy with rain and snow. Not much accumulation, but we could get a dusting. Our low 32 tomorrow. Partly cloudy, very windy with a high of 45. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, well, it's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 34.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Move slowly to my dresser drawer. Put my blue jeans on, find my cowboy boots, my button down, strap my timepiece on my arm, grab my billfold, my pocket change, just mind the soul routine. Then it's out the door and down the street, it's not really me. Our last goodbyes haven't felt the same. But now there's pains in my head and pains in my chest. I think I'm losing my head. I'm half a man with half a mind. I think you didn't care. Still on since you left, everybody says I'm not the guy they've known. The lights are on, but nobody's
girls go by, but none have been right up until today. I would never settle down, but you keep coming around, and your love is a miracle. It's spiritual. Got here just in time. Your love is a miracle. It's visible even to a heart that's blind like mine. Out in the wildlife, a lot of people telling lies, looking right in your eyes. And up until tonight, I was always on the prowl, but now I'm settling down. 'Cause your love is a miracle. It's spiritual. Stands the test of time. Your love is a miracle. It's visible even to a heart that's blind like mine. Anyone can see what you're doing to me. Everyone can see that you're everything I need. 'Cause your love is a miracle. It's spiritual. Got here just in time. Your love.